Moda Health says it's pulling out of the individual health insurance market in the state. The company is one of only two insurers who sell individual health plans in Alaska. The statement from the company comes after the state of Oregon placed Moda under supervision late yesterday. In a press release, Oregon officials say they took the action because of the company's excessive operating losses. Alaska's director of insurance followed with a similar order today. But Director Lori Wing-Hire says the company's CEO is telling her he wants to work to keep individual members in Alaska.
It has been our understanding and our commitment to Moda to work with them and to give them time to raise the capital to continue in the market if they can raise the capital. So the comments that they're exiting are as perplexing to us as they are to others that are reading them.
The statement released by Moda Vice President Jonathan Nicholas is attributed to CEO Robert Godey and says, at the direction of the insurance commissioners in both Oregon and Alaska, we have resolved to exit the individual ACA marketplace in both states. Lori Wing-Hire estimates the company has about 10,000 individual members in Alaska and another 7,000 members on the small group market. The Division of Insurance is working to get a count of Moda members covered in large companies in the state. Wing-Hire says the division has been aware of the financial trouble at Moda and is watching the company closely.
And we knew that they had received a significant infusion of capital in the third quarter. That had basically righted the ship, we thought, but unfortunately it was not enough to overcome the challenges they were facing.
Moda has 6 days to prove it has enough reserve funds to continue operating in Oregon and Alaska. Wing-Hire says she's optimistic the company can stay in business, but says it will be a challenge.
It's a large number they're going to have to come up with, and it's a very short time frame.
The open enrollment period for individual plans on healthcare.gov runs through January 31st. The state is asking people who enroll in the next few days to choose Primera Alaska plans. Primera, the only other insurer on the individual market, says it's committed to serving Alaska and ready to accept new members from Moda. The company says rates will not change. The state says the federal government has agreed to hold a special open enrollment period after January 31st to accommodate Alaska customers if needed.